Intermezzo is brought to you in part by Golden Fowler Home Furnishings, Traverse City's original furniture store, where you'll discover furniture you'll love to come home to.
Welcome to Intermezzo from Interlochen Public Radio, where we take a few minutes to bounce some ideas around about classical music.
I'm Christy Lesperance. It's Friday.
Yay!
Our last day of Studio Ghibli Week with Isaac, a senior from Colorado who's studying musical theater at Interlochen. Isaac, can you give us a rundown of the Hayao Miyazaki, Joe Hisaishi Japanese anime films we've touched on this week?
This week, we discuss themes and music from My Neighbor Totoro, Kiki's Delivery Service, Spirited Away, and Howl's Moving Castle. Today, we'll look at a film that asks the question, Tiny Little Fishy, who could you really be? The 2008 Ponyo on the Cliff by the Sea. This movie tells the story of a little magical goldfish who lives in the sea with her father, a once human sorcerer, and her sisters. One day, she sneaks away and gets trapped in a glass jar near the shore. A young boy, Sosuke, rescues her and names her Ponyo. Ponyo is so curious about the human world that she uses magic to transform into a little girl. Her magic upsets the balance of nature, causing giant waves and flooding the seaside town. To fix it, Sosuke and Ponyo must prove their friendship, and in the end, Ponyo chooses to give up her powers to live as a human.
It sounds like the characters are trying to work through competing responsibilities. Mm-hmm. They have responsibilities to family, to friends, and to the natural world. Do you find yourself, Isaac, as a high school student struggling at times with balancing responsibilities for other people and for yourself?
Yeah, all the time. Sometimes I feel like I have friends from school and friends from home that I want to hang out with, yet not enough time in my schedule to fit it all in. And sometimes I feel like I have no time with my family to even answer a text. I think this movie reminds us to find a balance, which is really difficult.
Well, there is a track in the score called The Empty Bucket, or it's also known as The Green Bucket. Hmm. What importance does this green bucket play as a symbol in the film?
Yes, it plays during especially powerful moments of separation and longing. Sosuke first captures and cares for the little fish in the green bucket until she outgrows it. Then Sosuke loses Ponyo, and Sosuke puts the green bucket on a fence as a beacon of hope to say, "Come back, friend." The music is sad, but also hopeful, because Sosuke hopes Ponyo will come back.
Let's listen for sadness mixed with hope in part of that track, The Empty Bucket, from the original soundtrack to Ponyo on the Cliff by the Sea, music by Joe Hisaishi. So, Isaac, we've been on quite the journey this week with Studio Ghibli films. Every one of them dealt with travel and some sort of transition. What's your favorite Studio Ghibli film?
Actually, it has to be the one we talked about today. I watched it recently with my family when I was homesick from school, and the animation is so beautiful. Half the story is told from underwater with huge waves and ocean creatures, and the story is a straightforward story about creating your own family. I do believe that you pull together your family through life, including your friends too. So yeah, it's my favorite.
That bell means it's time, Isaac.
Yeah, it's time to reveal this week's mystery melody. Were you able to name it? Here's a longer clip. This week's mystery melody, which is a little nod to the cat bus in My Neighbor Totoro, is The Wheels on the Bus. Congratulations if you got it. We'll have another mystery melody next week. I'm Isaac, co-host for Studio Ghibli Week on Intermezzo.
And I'm Christy L'Esperance, producer and host of Intermezzo from Interlaken Public Radio. Additional production help comes from Amanda Sewell and Isabel Lee. Next week, listen for an exploration of the things that make us feel warm and cozy in the depth of winter. Hygge Week, starting Monday. See you then.
Interlaken Public Radio.